It's Thursday, the 11th of December, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Airports Company has announced that Jose Akutako and Walvis Bay International Airports have both been recertified by the Civil Aviation Authority after scoring 83% in safety and operational audits. The assessment confirms the country's two main airports meet national and international aviation regulations based on the International Civil Aviation Organization standards, with the new certificates valid until December 2027. NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
The Namibia Civil Aviation Authority issued the aerodrome certificates confirming that Namibia's two international gateways continue to meet the strict safety, operational and technical standards required under the Namibia Civil Aviation Regulations, as well as the standards and recommended practices of the International Civil Aviation Organization. The achievement highlights NAC's ongoing commitment to world-class safety and operational excellence, strengthening Namibia's standing in regional and global aviation.
The Public Enterprises Governance Amendment Bill has been revised to shift key oversight powers from the Finance and Public Enterprises Ministers to the Prime Minister. Executive Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Ben Nangombe, says the changes will speed up decision-making and improve accountability in state-owned enterprises. The bill also allows the Prime Minister to intervene during leadership disputes to ensure stability.
The vesting of those functions in the Prime Minister are intended to strengthen governance, to strengthen transparency, to strengthen accountability. Be that as it may, it does not necessarily say that all the powers will necessarily be vested in the Prime Minister. The amendment bill also makes provision for certain functions to still remain in the hands of a relevant minister who is responsible for the sector within which a particular public enterprise operates, and also with the minister responsible for finance.
Meanwhile, in South Africa, the small political party, the United Africans Transformation, says the government of national unity is in crisis, unable to agree on policies or divide stable leadership. UAT said public conflicts, reliance on outside support for the budget, and internal divisions have revealed a government at war with itself. Spokesperson Maiti Mabule called for the dissolution of the GNU.
Government of National Unity. Key members have openly withdrawn from central processes such as national dialogue, citing dominance and fair control and collapse of genuine oppression. Their action exposed the truth. The GNU is not united. It is a government made up of factions that will pull the country in opposite directions.
Law enforcement agencies from 134 countries have seized the record number of illegally traded live animals between September and October, underlying a growing demand for exotic pets, Interpol said in a statement on Thursday. The month-long global sting by Interpol also confiscated wildlife meat, insects, plants and timber. Some 1,100 suspects were identified, with arrests made in South Africa, Vietnam and Qatar. And Venezuela has accused the United States of international piracy after American forces seized an oil tanker off its coast. The Trump administration claims the vessel carried sanctioned oil and links Venezuela to drug trafficking and support for foreign terrorist groups. Defense analyst Colonel Simon Diggins says the move is part of ongoing U.S. pressure on President Nicolas Maduro.
U.S. forces in the Caribbean have been gradually building up over time. We've also seen the sinking of alleged drug runner boats by the U.S. Navy, and it essentially has declared Venezuela a narcotic state, and that essentially Maduro has to go. The question is, how does he do it? And I think Maduro has not gone easily, which I think was the kind of, you know, make you an offer, I can't refuse. And so what President Trump is doing is just piling the pressure on any way he can.
Find all these stories and much more on our website. Featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.